The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media. Hello, and welcome back to Level Up Podcast. I am your host, Kimberly Lovey. I'm so glad you made the decision to come join me today and listen in. And boy, are we going to work today. We are about to go super deep, and today's episode is inspired by a discussion I heard with somebody named Steve Bartlett and Mel Robbins in an episode that they publish. And I got really inspired and kind of wanted to share some of the concepts that they shared, but also put my own real thought and plan of action and just additional thoughts behind some of the concepts that they highlighted because they really resonated for me. And specifically, it's this idea of, Steve Bartlett talks about this idea of experimenting in life and really just using evidence as a result of experimentation to help guide you and trusting your own feelings about how something went, as opposed to looking to the outside for, you know, social norms or what you should and should not be doing, etc. And the reason why this episode spoke to me is because, much like Steve Bartlett, I think a lot of us feel like, well, I don't belong. What if you don't belong? And I remember as a kid, even in high school, I really didn't feel like I had a sense of belonging. And, you know, I wasn't a cheerleader. I wasn't, you know, I never fit into a kind of a clear box. And I'm starting to see that with some of my children. And I know that many adults out there experience the same thing. And as adults, we can experience it where we don't feel like we fit in sometimes. And so what I'm interested in getting to is helping you, yes, you, become the most you possibly can. And I'm also here to tell you that if you don't fit into a box and you don't feel a sense of belonging somewhere, that's because you're in the wrong room and you're in the wrong box. And that's what I've come to learn and appreciate about myself. And it's what I'm starting to see in some of my children as well. And I want you to be proud of the fact that you might not be the same as everybody else. I want you to be proud of the fact that you are not in this cookie cutter kind of place. And I know that sounds, you know, sounds intriguing. It doesn't feel as intriguing, right? When you're maybe not as good of an athlete, or you're not as smart, you're not as pretty, you're not as rich, you're not as thin, you're not as athletic, whatever it is, right? And it can make you feel really bad about yourself. And I'm big on being inclusive and loving everyone for exactly who they are and how they are, and learning from them and drawing out the best of who they truly are, and figuring out what their skills are and their passions are, and, you know, really learning from anything that others have to give. And so that is a big passion of mine. And that's why I'm so interested in getting you to sort of wake up and see that you being different and you not belonging in some cases is truly the best thing that could ever happen to you and the reason why God put you here. So with that, let's dive in. All right, guys. So if you have been experiencing any feelings of like wishing that you were in a different career or in a different place in your life and you feel stuck or overwhelmed, I am speaking with you. I want to kind of talk about this idea of taking risks. And I also think it's important to address that if you're feeling not 100% happy, this is a great episode for you, because what I don't want is for people to do the destructive behaviors that they're settling in their life in one way or another. And instead of truly getting clear on what it is that they're falling short on, they start self-medicating or just getting depressed or having destructive behaviors, whatever that is, right? And so I really want you to be uninhibited, and I want to open your mind, and I want to talk about risk for a second. So I want to start with this idea of changing things is scary in your life. And why is it scary? And, well, I'm afraid to take a risk. You know, I'm afraid. Well, the number one thing that dying people say that they wish, their one regret, is that they did not go do the thing that they wished that, or that they had been hoping and wanting and, you know, wishing for. And they wish that they just had one more day to go have this experience, to fly to Paris, to eat the ice cream, to, you know, to start the business, to whatever it is, right? To go on the trip, whatever it is, to try something different. And time runs out. And that's the truth. And you can either accept that time runs out, or you can choose to ignore it and stay comfortable and then look back on your life and realize that you really didn't live the way that you were meant to. And I, for one, am not trying to do that. I say that with full confidence because, as evidenced by my behavior, right? So I'm willing to take risk, and I'm doing that by starting my own podcast business. It's something I'm passionate about, and I've taken a lot of risks, especially in the last 5 years, in so many ways. Just when I say taking risk, I mean doing things outside of your comfort zone that feel completely unknown and scary. And I think a big part of why we don't take risk is because we put these roadblocks up in our minds that don't truly exist. And I hear people say it all the time. I hear people, and I hope you start catching this now that I'm saying it to you, but a lot of people tell themselves things that aren't true, or they lean on these narratives that are comfortable. Like, I'm not good at, like, one of my things that I do is I suck at tennis, right? That's like one of my things. Another one is I'm not a morning person, someone might say, or I'm not a good dancer, or, you know, I'm not a math person, whatever that narrative is, or I'm too old to try blank, right? Or, you know, so on and so forth. And I catch people hearing, and I hear them, and they tell themselves these things, and I'm like looking at them like, that's just not true. That's just a narrative that you are leaning on as an excuse that makes you feel comfortable to remain exactly the same. And they talked about in this episode, Steve Bartlett and Mel Robbins talked about, there's this video of an ant dancing around, and basically there is an ant inside, and then there's a circle drawn around the ant. Well, the idea is that the ant thinks that the ant is trapped because he or she has never tried to step outside of that line. And the second you step over the line once, you realize, oh, this line is not permanent. I can step over it. And if there's another line somewhere, I can step over it again. And the idea is that these boundaries and these limitations are self-imposed. And that is something that I personally can say I have been working on and breaking through over and over the last several years. And I have completely revolutionized my life. And I want you to revolutionize yours. And the reason for that is, you live once, you have nothing to lose. And I want you to be as happy and confident, successful as you possibly can be. I really want that for you. I want it for you as badly as I want it for me. And so I want to talk with you guys a little bit about kind of some of the tactical steps to start getting out of this feeling of dreaming and wishing and hoping, and get into more of a state of, you're going, you're living, you're living in your flow state. You're out there, you are trying, you're breaking boundaries, you're exploring things in a way, you know, you're trying on new different identities and trying different ways of being. And I think that's so healthy and so important for all of us to do. When you start to break down these self-imposed barriers, it is the most liberating, invigorating experience. One of the best examples I can think of that is crystal clear in my mind is, I was in a corporate job and I was like, I would love a podcast. I love this. Podcasting is amazing. I was so afraid to do anything different. And I was just thinking about it for like 6 months. In fact, I bought the equipment in January of 2019, and it wasn't until March or April of 2020 that I think I really picked it up and started trying to figure it out. And you keep putting these decisions off. And by putting decisions off, you're actually making excuses and you're making a decision to not act. And so part of this goes into quick decision making, which we will talk about as well. But the point is that from the second I finally figured out how to podcast, and Apple Podcasts accepted me after being rejected, and it took months and weeks to figure out all of the things, and my episode, my first episode was out there, you guys, it felt like my whole life changed. My whole soul was set free in that moment where I was driving in my car and was listening back to my own podcast. Not that it was the best podcast, not that anyone listened to it besides my mom, but the point is that taking chances and taking risk and moving differently truly will set you free. And being uninhibited and not afraid to try and not being afraid to fail is going to be one of your biggest tools. Okay, I want to talk to you about exactly what are the tools very tactically and practically that you need to start doing what I'm talking about, not just fluff. So as I was kind of thinking through what you really need to kind of start moving differently, one of the things, and I would say this is the foundational thing you need, is unbreakable confidence. Now, last week's episode was all about building confidence. So that is the perfect kind of initial episode that I would encourage you to start with, that because we talk all about confidence. Because to me, the confidence thing, that unbreakable, unshakable confidence in yourself is the single most important thing you will have. And I'm telling you that's important because anything that you are seeking right now will not come from the outside. You're not going to find it in podcasts. You're not going to find it on Instagram. You're not going to find it through books. You're not going to find it at school. Any information that you need in terms of what is the right thing to do with your whatever decision you're trying to make or what your next step looks like, nobody's going to tell you. And you cannot go by the outside world. It's all an internal game, and it's all about you trying things and seeing how you feel and pivoting accordingly. In order to do any of that, you need to be able to be so confident that you are not afraid. And you need to be able to have a level of confidence that truly is unbreakable. So if you are rejected or something fails, that doesn't mean you fall apart. Now, I would just say as a sub note that one of the biggest ways to get that level of confidence is by hard work. True hard work, because you're building rapport with yourself. You're telling yourself, I got this. You are showing up for yourself when you say you will. And that reassures yourself that I can depend on me. I do what I tell myself and I execute. I follow through. And so building that rapport with your own self is one of the most important things you can possibly do. Building out this reassurance, this evidence, and really having a track record with yourself. And there's so many small and big ways of doing this. There's so many. So we talk about, you know, working out in the morning and keeping that promise to yourself. We talk about eating well and keeping that promise to yourself. We talk about going to sleep early and keeping that promise to yourself. Whatever it is, it can be big, it can be small, it doesn't matter what it is. The idea is you are unbreakable. You are unbreakable, you are unshakable, and external noises and voices and circumstances will not take over. And even if you are overwhelmed, you always go right back to yourself. You're able to compose yourself. You're able to think through the situation in a way that is level-headed, even if that takes a couple days. You know at the end of the day that you need to sit with yourself and go back to who you are to make decisions. So number one is you need, you know, the foundational step here is really having this unbreakable confidence. The second thing is courage. You need to have courage to craft your vision. And you need to have courage to sit quietly with yourself and figure out what your vision is. And you need courage to really dream and visualize what gets you excited. And if you're not sure, just try on different ideas and listen to your body, listen to your heart. What does it say? Does it get excited when you think of something that you want? Or does it sort of like, meh, I could take it or leave it. If you get excited at the idea about something, what will probably happen, and you'll notice this, especially if this is new for you, what will happen is if you can get to your state of true dreaming with your, you know, in your own mind, what will happen is you'll come up with something that will just pour out of you that's like a crazy dream, and you will immediately hear yourself say why you can't do it or why it won't work. Okay. And so when that happens, just remember that I'm telling you that's going to happen. And then you need to start challenging yourself, because that's your self-doubt, that's your self-imposed limitations that you're comfortable with are coming in to basically usurp your dreaming and say, no, no, no. We want to keep you safe. We want to keep you small. We want to keep you the same. And that's how your brain is wired, by the way. So just being understanding of the fact that when you're dreaming, it does help to write it down, because you can kind of break those steps down. And we talk a little bit about that in the past episode as well, back on episode 114 about confidence. So we talk about ways to break down dreams and things of that nature. So the point is that your second big step is being brave enough and having the real courage to put your dream out there and really admit what your dream is. And then practically and tactically, you need to start getting to work on it. So number three is being unendingly curious, being so curious about anything surrounding that dream. So an example is, I'm going to a conference for podcasting. I have never been there. I have no idea what to expect. And I just signed up, you know, I took a risk and I just signed up. And I'm like, why? Because I'm curious. Like, I know enough to know that there's a lot I'm missing here and I'm not going to find it sitting home. So I better start putting myself out there, taking risks, getting uncomfortable, meeting people that can share with me pieces of the puzzle that I'm trying to solve for my own business right now. And that's not trivial. I mean, that makes me uneasy, and I'm sure it would make you uneasy if you're like, okay, we're going to go to a conference, just this random date, and show up and have a booth and just see how it goes. And like, you know, and so the point is that I have unbreakable confidence and the courage to visualize that this can be a successful next best step. And I am curious. I know that there's going to be people there that are going to teach me things, and I cannot wait to hear what they have to say. I cannot wait to learn about all different aspects of this business that I don't know about. And I know that this is a mecca. It's a hub. It's a way for me to get information quickly. I'm going to sit through all the different events. I'm going to sit through different seminars and sessions and workshops. And I'm just going to sit there and I'm going to soak it all in. And I am just going to ask as many questions to as many people as I possibly can. You know, I'm also going to showcase my knowledge and what I do know, right? Again, going back to the confidence, I'm going to market myself. And that's what I'm saying is, be curious. I said this last time, find people that are doing the cool stuff that you want to be doing and ask them how to do it. You know, I think nowadays everyone is so afraid with their big egos and their perfect Instagram life that they're afraid to be humble. They're afraid to be students, and that is a problem. But again, it goes directly back to having confidence, because I know, just like a student in a classroom, if I raise my hand and ask a question, that does not make me dumb. It makes me smart. And it makes me confident. That tells everybody in the room that I know I have a blind spot somewhere, and I am confident enough to raise my hand and say, I don't know about this part of the puzzle. Can you please explain it to me better or differently? And instead of, as opposed to sitting through a session in a classroom and not knowing it and just being like, oh, well, I guess everybody else knows it. You and I both know. No, everybody else doesn't know it. They're just embarrassed to raise their hand. So, and you know, I remember as a kid, my sister used to sit in class and she'd be asking questions, raising her hand over and over and over. And people would love it because she wasn't obnoxiously asking. She was asking questions and everyone else got to hear, and they were too afraid to do it. And that taught me the courage, and it taught me the confidence to make sure that I am always raising my hand and asking. And so be curious and really tap into other people's knowledge, because why? It's going to shortcut your ability to get to where you're trying to go. It's going to save you. Sometimes tapping into someone else's knowledge, just one person's knowledge, can save you literally years. It can save you years. I'm not even joking. And so find the places that you have blind spots for whatever it is you're trying to do, and raise your hand proactively. Go find people, go find situations where you can truly draw out more information, and that will help you to come up and take more calculated risk. It will help guide you and understand where you should be spending your time, where you might want to spend your money. So it helps you take risks and shortcut things so much faster when you are not afraid to be curious and when you are acquiring knowledge at a rapid pace. The other thing is you have to get into a flow of doing. And as you're moving towards your goal, I think what's the hardest thing is starting. So just breaking things down into these bite-sized pieces and small steps and building the momentum around that, it helps you get used to taking risk and doing it in a way that feels safe enough where you'll take the next step. You don't have to see the staircase. Like I said, in my business that I'm starting right now, there are a gazillion things I don't know. It is a full industry. I'm completely switching out of my comfort zone. And I am not afraid because I know that I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm going to do what I know and I'm going to figure out what I don't know as quickly as I can. And then based on all the information I gather, I internally, going back to myself internally, I'm collecting enough information to sit with and analyze and make another decision. And here's the other thing. Decision making. One of the biggest things I learned from being a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company was to one thing you might not know about being a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company is just how many decisions you have to make on a daily basis. And I'm talking decision. But almost your whole existence in that role is people coming to you with problems and you either needing to decide the solution or having people come to you with problems and maybe a couple options for solutions. But, or sometimes they just need a yes or no on something. Should we hire this company or not? Should we hire this other vendor or the other, this vendor or that vendor? You know, there's all these decisions you have to make constantly on a daily basis. And it really is like reps. It was one of the things that was one of the most surprising that I didn't really understand. And when you get into the flow of like really, again, going back to your confidence, making decisions in a way that you are super confident about, that is so important because what you don't want to do is be sitting there analyzing if you should do something or not. Now, there's this rule that they talked about in this podcast, and they talked about, look, you're never going to be 100% on a decision until it's passed. You're never going to have all the information. You just have to be confident enough. And he actually said, Steve Bartlett said, it's a 51% rule. At the time that you're making a decision, you need to go with whatever you are 51% most sure of. And you are taking that, you are making that decision based on all the information available to you at that time. So once you make the decision, you move forward. If you have to pivot, you pivot. And the other thing that was really interesting that they talked about is decision making by Jeff Bezos. He had put in a note to shareholders about decision types. There's two types of decisions according to Jeff Bezos. He says that there's type one decisions and there's type two decisions. Type one decisions are basically ones that are one time only decisions. Once you make them, you cannot go back. Type two decisions are the types of decisions that have a revolving door. You can make the decision and go back. So an example here is, okay, I'm going to use myself again as an example. I could make a decision to quit my corporate job, right? And I made that decision knowing after 9 years of experience and after being, you know, a top performer in my organization, that if I need to go back to a corporate job that is similar to the one I was just in, that I loved, that I was good at, it will always be there. I can always go back to a job like that. Why? Because I knew I had enough experience and education at that point. So I figured, you know, what do I have to lose? So I walk away from that. I make that decision. You know, if I want to come back in a couple of years after trying on entrepreneurship or trying to work for a small company and I don't like it, I go back to a corporate job. It's an abundance mindset. And it's, again, with confidence. This idea that you leave a job and it's the end all be all. BS. That is BS. If you are not happy in your job, Why are you staying stuck in it? You're risking years of your life by staying still. That is a decision. So what I'm saying is we need to get much more comfortable making decisions and being confident in our decisions. What I like to do in decision making is I like to collect enough information where I feel like I have a good kind of lean on it. And sometimes gathering that information will take more time, and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes your team can brief you and give you, you know, here's all the facts, A, B, C, D, E. And I can say, okay, and then ask two or three questions. And then based on the answers, it's okay, boom, this is the decision. And it's easy for me, right? And I don't overthink it, and I don't stay stuck in it, and I don't waffle. Once I made it, I made it, and I move on to the next decision. There's other decisions that say are bigger, like if someone wants to be your business partner or something like that. And sometimes what you need to say is, especially if somebody is rushing you on a decision, you need to say, I don't operate on other people's timelines. I need time for this decision. I need to think about it. I need some time. And that is you setting a boundary to create time and space for your own thinking and your own information gathering. And to me, that shows real solid confidence in who you are, because what you're saying is, I am not ready, and you're pushing me to make a decision that I don't feel that I am equipped to make right now, and I don't feel confident, and I'm not going to force myself to be in that state because I'm just not there right now. So if you're in a situation and somebody is pushing you to make a decision and you haven't had time to really investigate things fully the way that you know you need to, then you simply create that boundary. But what I don't want you to do is let months and years pass deciding on if you're going to do something. So if you, let's say, leaving a job, that's a big deal. Why is it a big deal? Because of your income, especially if you have kids. That is not a light decision. So I'm talking about even decisions that are not light. So what you do is you recognize and you say out loud, I don't like my job and I am not staying here. So you say that. And then what does that do? It sets your brain in motion. It sets the wheels in motion for you to start taking action on how to change it. So getting to a determination of exactly what your next step will be and how you're going to do it, that might take time. You might need to say, okay, I don't like my job. Great. So what? So I need to do a couple things. Like, one thing is I need to make sure I have enough money saved to make sure that if I leave, I can support my family. So that might be one step. So that's great. So then you start figuring out how much money do you need to save? How much time do you need? Now you're in a state of planning. You're calculating a plan. The wheels are in motion. You've made your decision to leave. You're just figuring out the when part. Okay, then you might go into, okay, well, what would I want to do? So then you do all the exercises we've talked about and visualizations and all these. Then you break it down into your steps we talk about. You start your drafting your resume, start informational interviews, start networking, et cetera, et cetera. So the point is that maybe it'll take you 6 months to eventually resign from a job that is not serving you. But for 6 months, you are really putting together the pieces to ensure your next step is a good one. I want you to really have the courage to live the way you're meant to live. And as you have these self-limiting beliefs, bulldoze them down, honey. Bulldoze them down. If you take a risk and you take a chance on something and it doesn't work, you pivot. Pivot, 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 pivot. So let's just say you left your old job and now you're in a new job, and it turns out 3 months in, you realize, oh no, this is not it for me either. So you have your resume fresh right there. You pivot again, right? Find another job. How many jobs are there? A million jobs, right? There's not just one job. There's not just one company. There's not just one industry. So these are all these self-limiting beliefs that we tell ourselves to keep ourselves safe and small and stuck. And I personally find that energy depressing. I think it's negative. I think it's toxic. And I don't want that for you. So what you need is And Steve Bartlett talks about it. He says, everything's an experiment. You try something and failure is an opportunity to learn what did not work. It is feedback. You should be looking to fail. You should be trying. New. Constantly pivoting, constantly trying new things, constantly failing so that you can figure out what works. And it's true. If you sit there stuck in indecision for a long period of time, you're not going to get nearly as far as the person that's completely uninhibited and knows exactly what their threshold is for making decisions and can make decisions relatively quickly. And I just want to say that you not doing anything is a decision in itself. And you're listening for 30 minutes about this entire podcast because you know there's something that needs to give and you know that there's barriers that you've created that are BS and you know you need to bulldoze them down. So I'm here to tell you, bulldoze them down and leave situations that you're miserable in. Leave it. Move on. Life is too short. Move on to the next thing. Find the next thing to pour your energy into. If that doesn't work, go to the next thing. And so on and on. Don't be afraid to try. If you're going to sit around in life and be afraid to try, you're going to have a very boring, miserable life. So that is my feedback to you. Don't stay stuck. Do not be afraid to take risks and do them boldly and do them confidently. So again, the three things to bulldozing down your mental barriers are creating unbreakable confidence, as evidenced in episode 114, and making sure you have the hard work to really back up that confidence so that you are creating your own self-reliance that no one can shake and no one can take from you. And in doing that, stay focused on what you're doing. So anything you try, you stay on course. You don't listen to anybody else. You stay on your own path and don't deviate. The second thing is have the courage to actually dream and tap into your true vision. So again, don't look outside. It's an internal game. Nobody has the answer, but you do. And don't put up limiting beliefs when you're doing this. Don't tell yourself why you can't do it. Be resourceful. Figure out how you can do something. And be curious. Number three, be curious and don't be afraid to ask. Find out how. Do the parts you can do, the parts you can't. You put that aside. And when you have a chance, you go after figuring out those black boxes. Don't let those black boxes stop you dead in your tracks. You keep solving for everything else around it that you know you can solve for until you can solve for the black box. So don't use that one unknown as a barrier. Again, breaking down barriers. Figure it out. Find out who knows. All right. And don't be afraid to take chances. Don't be afraid to take risk. Don't be afraid to make a decision. Remember, your life is important. The world wants you to be the best version of yourself. So please go out there and be the best version you possibly can be. Thank you guys so much for deciding to stay with me on this episode. I hope it was inspiring and I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you really took something from it that you can apply to your own life. And I certainly am applying all of these principles in mine. So by the time you hear this, I'll be at my conference being very uncomfortable in a very new setting. And again, keeping my word to myself and to you guys and trying new things and being curious and being confident and all the goodness. All right. So go walk the walk and go make it happen.
All right. That is it for today. Now, as you know, some of our best conversations actually happen after the show. So I want you to find me on Instagram at Kimberly Lovey and let me know your thoughts about today's show. You can screenshot this episode and let us know what your biggest takeaway was and tag me at Kimberly Lovey and we can share it on our stories. I will see you again, same time, same place next week.